legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalize your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavors to choose from. Now that's legendary flavor. Nando's.
Well, our next guest, how great is it to have her on the phone this morning? Of course, one of our most famous models, Victoria's Secret model. So much has been achieved over the years, and now this is her own brand of organic skincare products. Cora Organics are now available. What can't she do? These are sold in over 400 stores across Australia, including David Jones. Miranda Kerr is on the line. Guys, welcome, Miranda.
How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, Miranda. And I'm going to put my hand up because I have used your Cora products. And it was back in 2015. I was in Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. You did a piece to camera. We did a segment with your products. And I applied it.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, your product, because I've been in the jungle for about 40 days and I stunk. And I put it all over me. I didn't even put it on my face. I put it every part of my body and it was amazing.
Oh, my God. I do the same thing every day.
Oh, good.
Well, so it can be used all over the body? I mean, that was the right thing to do?
That was the right thing to do. I used it all over my body, all over the kids' bodies, all over my husband's body.
Whoa.
Oh, there we go. I put the face cream all over my arms and in my hands, my fingers, my legs. And I literally, and I ended up winning the show, and I think that got me through.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Sorry, he managed to brag that he won the show there, Miranda.
Positive energy.
See? Positive energy, Byron.
Positive. Aww. How is your pregnancy going?
Good, yeah. I'm feeling really great at the moment. In the first couple of months, I had the morning sickness really bad, which you would think you'd be prepared for because it's my third baby, but mm-hmm. I wasn't. You know, but I just, over the last couple of months, I've been feeling much better. I'm taking it easy and, you know, listening to my body, and we're all just very excited about this little one.
Now, you have two boys, and I've just had a fresh baby, my fourth girl. So I've got girls all in the family. What are the boys after? Do they want a brother or a sister?
I don't think they mind. Flynn, he's kind of hoping for another brother.
But, of course.
We'll see. I mean, obviously everyone always just wants a healthy baby.
Yeah, that's 100% right, because I just had little Toby, who's a 9-month-old girl now, but I wanted a boy, but she's my favourite kid, so I was happy with a girl.
Oh, so cute.
Miranda, you and Orlando co-parent so well. What's the key to, you know, having such a great relationship?
Well, you know, Flynn's like our number one priority, and we're like, will this be in the best interest of Flynn? You know, and I just think that just to be open and transparent with each other and just keep those lines of communication open. And we're very blessed because we all do really enjoy each other's company.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Like, so would you all be going to a Katy Perry concert together?
Well, my family went to see Katy Perry when she was in Australia, and she really took care of them, and they loved it.
That's so cool.
And I'm obsessed with that song, Never Really Over.
Yes,
so am I. That's so amazing.
Love it.
Well, I try to get the words right to that song every day, and I still can't.
Well, Miranda,
the new one, Small Talk, is really good.
That's good. That's a jam.
Well, I'm actually obsessed with Katy Perry, and my wife, Alex, brought me a Katy Perry book a couple of years ago for Christmas. So I've actually tweeted Katy Perry thinking, oh, I've got a blue tick. She'll get back to me, because it would have been Christmas Eve in America. She would have been sitting by the fire having eggnog, but she didn't tweet me back. So if you can get her to tweet me back, that'd be great.
I'll ask her for you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Now, with your pregnancy, Miranda, what's been your guilty pleasure? Because Fifi Box, who was also on this show, but she's on maternity leave at the moment. She just had a little baby, Daisy. She had pikelets, Sprite, Nutella, coffee scrolls, cheese and bacon balls, bagels. She just ate everything. Oh, what's been your guilty pleasure?
I haven't really had, like, specific cravings. It's like every day is kind of different, but I don't know. I just feel like I go with whatever I feel in the moment, like, and I don't feel bad about it. I'm like, I like to be healthy, but at the same time, I like to indulge. So I'm like, if I feel like French fries, I'm going to have them. Or if I feel like,
IHOP.
You know,
IHOP.
You feel like what?
I don't know. Miranda's at the local IHOP. Diner. Do you hang out at IHOP or maybe Denny's?
Like, if I feel like ice cream, I'm gonna have it. Like, I just don't even think twice about it. I'm like, yep, I'm going for it.
101.9 The Fox.
Miranda Kerr is our guest, of course, Victoria's Secret Angel. and just all-round superstar, has Cora Organics, her own range of skincare products available in 400 stores across Australia, including David Jones.
What about Snapchat, Miranda? Your husband's the CEO, and everyone loves a bit of Snapchat, especially the filters. Does he run the filters by you to run with your friends, and then you send a message out, and they're like, where'd you get that filter from? Do you get to use it first?
Well, no. I mean, they update them so regularly now. So
you can't keep up.
I mean, I get to see them. I mean, I couldn't keep up even if I tried. But you know what they're just launching is the new spectacles, and it's in 3D.
Ooh.
So you can take a 3D photo. You can take a 3D video. So that has been really special. And, like, trying that with our little one who's 1 year old is just so fun because you get these moments that are just, I don't know, you look back on them and you're like, wow, you just feel like you're totally there.
That's cool.
It just feels really, really something like so memorable and like in the moment. And it's good because the kids, you know, if you put the phone in front of a little kid's face, you lose the moment. But with this, they think you're just wearing your sunglasses. So you can just press it and then you've got these videos to keep forever. Like it saves to your actual phone, like you don't just have to use them on Snap, like it'll save for you as a memory.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's smart. We can do that to Trick Fev, you know. That'll be great for the adults.
Just
as well.
Talking about kids, mate.
Big kid.
Yeah.
Now, Miranda, you're one of Australia's most successful models. I've got a 19-year-old daughter who's a very attractive young lady. She does a bit of modelling, and she often gets hammered on Instagram and stuff about her body positivity. But she would eat. She eats more crap than I've ever eaten in my whole life, but she just stays skinny because she looks after herself. What sort of message do you have for the young girls out in Australia about their bodies?
I feel like it's really important to embrace your individual shape, like regardless of what shape you are. Everyone's healthy is different. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Everyone has different body types and everyone has a different shape, and that's what makes the world so wonderful. Like, we wouldn't all want to look the same. That would be so boring. The most important thing is that you know within yourself that you're taking care of yourself and you're a good person. And, like, to me, it's like it sounds kind of cliche or whatever, but having a good heart is really the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Especially with all the trolling that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
To me, that whole thing with, comments and whatnot on certain platforms is just that you don't have to read them. But at the same time, that's why I, like, really prefer Snapchat, because you don't have to deal with those comments and you can send kind of fun videos to your actual friends.
Yeah.
But for me, so something like Instagram is, like, what I use for business. You know what I mean? So it's, like, they're two very different platforms and, like, and I feel always so much better connecting with my friends and my friends that I've had since I was, like, 5 years old from Gunnedah. We have a group chat on Snapchat and we send each other videos all day long, like snaps of the kids and what we're doing. And, like, we just get to really connect that way and there's no judgment because it's your friends.
Well, that's a great message.
Now, Miranda, before we let you go, mate, we've got the Fox's Secret Sound, which is worth $100,000. We've had a lot of celebrities ring up and try to guess it. So if you guess the sound, you win $100,000. So someone in Melbourne's going to win $100,000 very soon. So the three clues we've been given so far is pyramid, keeping cool, and keeping fit. Do you want to have a guess? We're going to play the sound for you and see if you know what it is.
Okay.
And here's what we'll do. If you win the $100,000, let's put it towards research and development for Cora Organics. Okay, you can really expand the product range. Here we go.
Here's the sound.
Here we go.
Now, Miranda Kerr, for $100,000, what do you think the Fox's secret sound is?
Sound like something popping.
It does sound like something popping.
A champagne pop.
It was created by Fifi, who was at home with her baby. Yeah. So we know
so we
that
thought maybe baby.
There's that as well, if that helps steer you.
I wish I had a good answer for you guys.
Don't worry, no one does.
We'll officially put the champagne as your guest and we'll just check with Fifi.
I have some news for you. That is
not the secret sound.
Oh, Fifi. Sorry, Miranda. Sorry about that. Anyway,
no
I'm sure Cora Organics is going very well. You probably don't need that extra 100 grand, but we'll be looking out for it, of course, in 400 stores across Australia, including David Jones. The great news story is produced and manufactured right here in Melbourne.
And best of luck.
Amazing.
Best of luck with your birth
Thanks.
Of your third child, yeah. Miranda. Hope everything goes well.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you, Miranda.
Okay, have a good day.
101.9 The Fox.
This is going to start a phone-in topic of workplace thievery on 131060. Now, Fev, there was no need for you to make this more awkward. I might have mentioned just quietly to you and Evie that I suspected that sales executive Jimmy Everett.
Yeah, Jimmy.
The Why Carlton just man. Jimmy?
Well, he works here at the Fox, Jimmy, and I might have suspected some thievery.
Now, you said that guy that sits on the end there, and I said, Jimmy.
No, I know his name is Jimmy.
Yeah.
Now, Fev has gone and just straight up, he's recorded this and put it on our WhatsApp. He's literally confronted Jimmy Everett from our sales department with my accusation.
Yep.
I only wanted to do it behind his back. I didn't want to...
At the end of the day,
What's
Byron...
What's the use in doing behind someone's back, Byron?
I watched The Bachelor.
Right.
And he had a big confrontation the other week where two people were saying things behind his back and he just confronted them.
Okay.
And it was very awkward. So I thought, I'm going to take a leaf out of his book and I'm going to get to the bottom of it because no one steals my friend's stuff.
Oh, well, thank you
and
for...
And did he call Byron a dog C-word? Oh, well,
okay, hang on. Fev certainly defended my honour.
Now, there's been an accusation that you've stolen a team member of ours... drink bottle.
I haven't.
It's a black drink bottle that sits on your desk.
That's my drink bottle, it's not Byron's.
Oh, it's got the barcode underneath and he reckons it's his.
Nah, it's not. It's definitely mine, 100%.
He reckons 100% you stole it.
I don't agree.
Workplace thief. So it is yours?
It is mine.
Okay.
I got it for a gift, it's for my birthday.
Well, there you go.
It was.
Okay. Just quickly, I do owe Jimmy an apology. As it turned out, no, I did find my bottle.
Oh, okay.
And not only did I find my bottle, it was about half the size of the one.
Yeah, yours is a little one and his is a big one.
At Jimmy's desk. His is a giant, almost novelty style
I've seen it.
Jimmy's gone to HR for bullying.
So I apologise to Jimmy. I want to put that on record. Jimmy Everett, I'm sorry. 131060 though, workplace thievery.
Yeah, I like this.
Good topic. I mean, that wasn't thievery, but it could have been.
Now, is that why you named your mandarin today and put Byron on it?
I don't know why there is a... My name is...
Why haven't you eaten it yet?
Someone's taking the piss.
Yeah, well,
why am I holding a mandarin with my name written on it?
I don't know.
Also, it doesn't fit in with the topic.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Because no one will steal it now.
Yeah.
Workplace thieves.
I was accused of theft. A long time ago, I was temping as reception on lots of different jobs, but this one particular job, there was, you know those chocolate boxes where you just take a chocolate and you put the money in the envelope?
Oh, yeah. We had one of those at work.
Yeah.
It's not here anymore.
Thief was known to take from that box.
We both were.
Not always contribute.
Contribute. Yeah, a lot of people do that. Well, everyone, I don't know, I actually hardly even saw the envelope, but when I wasn't working there the following week, I got a phone call from the temp agency saying, do you know where the chocolate money is? And I'm like, no. And they're like, because it's missing. And I went, do you think I took it? I shouldn't laugh. But they were like, yeah, they're all thinking you took it. And I was that's convenient, isn't it?
How'd that job work out?
Well, I wasn't working there anymore.
Yeah, you left. That's why.
No, you took the money and ran.
I didn't take the money,
yes,
but I got accused of it.
Yes, you did.
Mate,
I wish I did for all the stress that I went through. You know, the worst thing is being accused of something. You cannot prove that you didn't do it.
All right, fair enough.
But can they prove you did?
131060, call us.
So you got away with it.
You totally got away with it.
131060, workplace thievery. If you've seen it in your workplace, maybe you've had something stolen from you and you want to out someone in your workplace, call us now on 131060. Fief does, she puts a $50 note in, by the way, just to cover everything, but then she'll just take from the charity.
Yeah, I put 20 in and then just take a couple here and there.
131060, call us now.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Workplace theft is a growing problem. We even have stats to back it up. We won't bore you with it, but... chances are, if there's theft around the workplace, it's one of the employees. It's more likely. No, honestly, it's more likely than a customer. Workplace, you shouldn't trust
some
anyone you work with.
Don't have customers.
That's the worst stat ever.
Well,
because obviously it's going to be someone in the workplace.
Well, the Australian Retailers Association estimates that 55% of stock shrinkage, for example, is due to employee theft.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not some random off the street. It's one of the staff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like shoplifting.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Workplace theft.
Yes.
Like in a place like this, we don't have customers.
No, fair point.
You're not getting Guy Sebastian walking in and hacking everything off the tables, are you?
The bachelor's just flogged something.
Again.
Rebecca from Mernda. Good morning, Beck.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Are you a thief? Workplace thief?
I'll say I borrowed something that I should not have, but 90% of where I was working was doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
In what situation? What's your job?
I used to work at a pretty prestigious hotel, and about 90% of the staff were stealing the pillows and doonas.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Doonas? How do you take
I wouldn't
a doona?
Take a doona. I'd take a pillow.
Easy. You just put in a garbage bag and walk out saying you're taking out the rubbish.
There we go. Thank you very much.
That is a good one.
Great idea, isn't it? 7:20. If you want to steal a doona from a hotel and you work at a hotel, that's how you do it.
When fee comes back, if you get a hotel job at like somewhere, I won't say names, and you're going to steal it, aren't you?
Totes.
101.9. The Fox.
Now, for 9 teams or 8 teams, what is it? 10 teams. 10 teams. This is the greatest day.
Today?
In the history of football.
Today?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're out. It's Mad Monday. Oh, what a day. Yeah. So Mad Monday, Evie Jones, is for all the clubs that get knocked out of the finals or end their season. So on the Monday, you all get together, whether you're a female football team or you're a male football team, you go into a pub and you dress up and you just get hammered.
What, all the teams get together?
No, you're just your team.
Oh, okay.
And you just... party for a couple of days.
Where? Let's go find one.
Well, mate, you've got to play in a team.
Have you done a few of those?
Have I done a few? Well, here's a picture of me at my Deer Park when we won a flag a couple of years ago. We did work.
What's
actually
this
got
music?
Me the suits.
Memories.
We're working down memory
That's
lane.
Me dressed as SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Had a great day. There was a couple of paps out the front that thought they'd take some photos.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that was a great day. Mad Mondays are fun. Geelong usually are the number one. They dress up. There's a lot of pictures down there of certain players, and they take the piss out of blokes and
there's a
and
guy
people.
Dressed as an NRL player.
Yeah, because something had happened. They
budgie
on their Mad Monday, they got in a big fight and got kicked out of a pub in Sydney.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, so he dressed up Dangerfield. Dressed up as
Monday.
Him. And there's Joel Selwood dressed there as the Prince Harry, and then there's Meghan. They've often taken a baby. They took one of the players' babies, which was very cute. But it's one of the great days.
But
Evie.
Fev, would you say, because if we compare, has it died down a bit?
It's died down a little bit.
Because in your day, people really went hard, especially you.
Yeah, I once wore a thing that I shouldn't have worn at Fred Square.
Blackface.
No,
absolutely not.
No. It was a toy that I wore around the region that you shouldn't wear, and it got photographed.
Really?
Yeah, I got in a bit of trouble.
It was a large appendage.
Yeah, it was a large one, but
frowned upon.
But it was part of the footy club for a long time, and I just got busted because I got busted.
It was part of the footy club.
Yeah, what, it's been around for like 10 years.
Well, it sat on the mantle all season.
Yeah, and it got brought out of the day it should be brought out.
Did you just walk around with it in public?
No, I was going from the pub to the bus.
In public.
Yeah, and it was quite funny because I was just trying to get it on with Bryce Gibbs and
Trying to get it on with Bryce Gibbs.
Yeah, just trying to strap it on.
The appendage.
The people that were looking after us at the time were undercover police officers, but we'd hire them. We'd pay them some cash to look after us so nothing would happen.
Cashies.
And they'd taken a day off. And obviously I got photographed going into the bus and there were the two police officers standing there.
No.
They got in a little bit of trouble. I felt really bad for them.
Okay, it's
a shame. But it's a great day. And one of the great blokes of football retired, Daisy Thomas, and he's been poor. He jumped in a limo on the way home from HBMGCABC Stadium in Geelong.
Cut into your park,
as the old terms call it. And he caught a limo back from the game because he's retired. He goes,
actually very cheap limos, yep.
Yeah, and it was full of everyone. And he was getting up and about. He also went to the football yesterday to watch his great mate, Alex Fasolo.
So he's been on a bender now since the game?
It's called the Daisy Retirement Tour. and he's been everywhere. And he was in his footy jumper at the footy in the twos yesterday. This is him.
Oh, hang on. Let me find it because our legal team are currently going through all of this this audio from Daisy Thomas. Now, here we go. No. This is it.
Daisy boy! Get your Daisy!
Okay, so he's really up
What's
and about.
He, doing there?
He had a stubby in his hand. He's had a big night.
Oh, is he just having a bit of fun?
Well, this started Saturday. This was yesterday. And he also woke up in the morning and he used to play at Collingwood.
Right.
So he's got a cardboard cutout of a younger self.
Oh, yeah.
And he's talking to himself.
G'day, young fella. How you doing there? Dale.
Okay, Daisy's not necessarily in a great way right now.
Oh, mate, he'd be having the greatest time of all. Hey, let's call him.
Okay.
No, this could go anywhere.
Dangerous.
Yeah, we'll just call him just to see if he's up and about.
So I'm going to punch in his number now.
I'm tipping he'll be asleep.
And now, this is the one player that kind of is keeping Fev's legacy alive, you would have thought. This is the end of an era.
It's all about blokes that just want to have fun today. Let's give him a call.
Blokes just want to have fun.
Now, obviously, I will dump if, I mean,
oh God,
I don't know what, I mean, he might not answer. It is his number.
Come on, Daisy, answer the phone.
He might not.
No, he won't answer.
It's a private number, isn't it?
Daisy.
He'll be thinking, what did I do? Every time I'm...
Hi, you've called the voicemail of Dale Thomas.
Oh, here's an assistant.
Remember to get back to your call within 7 to 12 working days.
7 to 12 working days?
Can I leave a message?
All right, if you want. Probably he knows Fev, but go, Evie.
Hello, this is Constable Evie Jones from Fitzroy Police Station. If you could call us back on 1300, you're in trouble, that would be fantastic. There's a few things we need to talk to you about.
Daisy, it's Fev. Have a cracking day. Great career.
Hey, good on you, mate.
Call us.
Good stuff. Yeah, give us a call back on 13 10 60. 29 past
7. I'd love
seven.
To follow him with a camera today.
1019. The Fox.
Now, guys, I've got an interesting relationship with my wife where I don't know much about our financials. Like, I got no idea, which is a good thing, because when I did have an idea, I went bankrupt. So it didn't quite work out well.
Fair enough.
Just had to reset it that way. So Alex looks after all our financial stuff. My pay gets paid to her. Her pay gets paid to her. And on Friday, she called me in the middle of a meeting and said that we may have purchased an investment. We're looking at getting an investment.
We may have or we did.
Oh, look, let's not get bogged down
in detail.
Okay, sorry.
It's not about
the facts.
Anyway, and I was like, I wonder how much like cash I have. Like, I don't know. Because I had nothing like a couple of years ago, but obviously I work now.
Rebuilding, yeah.
And I get paid an allowance every week. I get like $500 off
Schnooksy.
Yeah. She goes, here you go, honey. Here's your pay. And the kids think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get an adult allowance from my wife.
This is great. It's pocket money, effectively.
It's like pocket money.
You're like a housewife.
Yeah.
Well, like
a
child, really.
It's not like she pays me to stay around because she quite happily probably have me out. But
I reckon there'd be a lot of people who would get allowances.
Yeah, because you're not a child.
You're an adult.
Because I waste a lot of money.
Right.
Like I just burns through my pocket. If I've got it, I spend it.
Yeah.
So she just goes here, and that's all you're getting.
And you burn through it every week, and you have fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's it.
Once it's gone, I go, hey, honey, I'm going to the footy today. A couple hundred. She goes, yeah, add your money.
Is she strict with it?
Well, she has to be, because when she wasn't, I lost it all.
Sure.
But so she could give you another hunch, couldn't she?
Well, sometimes she does. Depends how, if I've been good, if I've done the dishes and cleaned the house.
Fev does chores. It's great.
I love being that way, though. I love
Do
that.
You?
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
Okay, so let's see.
You're a kept man.
Yeah, she's got a lot of power.
Evie is saying this might not be unusual. We could open the phones. Are you on an adult allowance? Are you a grown-up that's effectively being given pocket money?
Don't put it like that.
13 10 60. Give us a call. This Fed might not be the only one.
It pretty much is an adult allowance.
Okay, so let's see how we go.
But you know what? There must... I mean,
obviously...
If
you're not good, you don't get your pay, Brendan.
For obvious reasons, we've got women who stay at home mums,
and
the husband who earns the money, but it's her money too. So it isn't really an allowance at all. It's just someone taking care of the money and divvying it out.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
no,
depends.
Gets paid to Alex. It's her money.
Just go straight in. All Fez Fox money, I think, goes straight to her BSB and account.
Such a powerful woman.
13, 10,
you love it.
60, okay, that's a separate topic. Okay. 13, 10, 60, give us a call right now. If you receive or give...
Or do you love a powerful woman?
Adult allowance. Let's take a break.
1019. The Fox.
Fev, you have an unusual setup at your house.
Yeah, but it's a setup that needs to happen. Alex has control of all the money. I have no idea what comes in, what goes out. She pays the bills. I get an allowance every week of $500.
Do you get a bonus at the end of the year for being a good boy?
No. I'm like, hon, I need some money to buy you a present. Can I have some more?
Yes. She gives you a million
Christmas
bucks.
Present.
So she knows, pulls that money out.
Yeah, she knows exactly how much I'm spending on her present.
And a brochure to Tiffany's.
Yeah. But it needs to happen, because if I had the money, I've already been bankrupt once. I don't want to be bankrupt
twice. I'm really
twice.
Glad that you are so admitting of that, because so many people aren't. And they just get themselves in trouble over and over and over again. Good on you.
I've learned.
Yeah.
I've learned.
The hard way.
I learned hard, and now I only get $500 a week.
That gets
between
you
Ladbrokes and...
I mean,
anyway.
Alex is more likely to invest in property, whereas Fev's more Happy Valley races.
Yeah, I invest in the greyhounds.
Dapto dogs.
Yeah, sure. That's okay. Natalie from Williams Landing, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Good. Are you on an allowance?
No, but I give my husband an allowance.
Yes. How much?
He gets $100 a week.
Ooh, that's not bad.
And what's he spend that money on?
So normally it's Batman toys.
Oh.
What?
Are you dating a child?
I have three sons, and he is my fourth child, who's the most expensive.
Wow.
So he gets Batman toys.
We have a whole theatre room dedicated to the Batman.
So, Nat, if he spends his $100, like, come Tuesday, does he? Oh, honey, I need some more cash. Do you budge?
Oh, no, definitely not. If he uses that credit card, I will know, because I get a notification.
What about if he maybe buys something on eBay for $110? Does he go, can I just have an extra $10?
No, because if he's got any birthday money, he just has to pay me back that $10.
Birthday money? What is going on?
Oh, Nat, you're the best.
This is not the only call. I mean, we're getting quite a few. There's a lot of grown, mainly men, on effectively pocket money.
Yeah. Mark from Beaconsfield. How are you, Mark?
Good, thanks, Bev. How are you, mate?
Not bad. You're on allowance too, mate?
I am. I've been on one for quite a long time now.
Yeah.
Started off as around $100 back when we first bought our first home.
Yeah.
And then you throw two kids in the mix, and and one wage, and it drops down to $50 if I'm lucky.
Oh, so, wow, $50. That wouldn't even get you many schooners at the Central.
No,
it definitely doesn't, mate. I generally become a homebody.
Yeah. This is almost depressing.
That's a good way to keep your home, though.
Search for dollar pots nights everywhere.
Have you tried to increase it at all, Mark?
I've begged, borrowed, and done everything I possibly could. I remember even one Christmas, I think it was just the one just gone, I borrowed about $300 off Mum just so I could go down and get my wife like a full body massage, because she was heavily pregnant at the time with our second. And Christmas Day came along, I was like a kid in a candy store. I couldn't wait for her to open it. Mm-hmm. And she opened it, and the first question she asked was, where'd you get the money for this?
The Fox. People that love sport, especially football, today is the most exciting day on the calendar. If you don't make the finals, Evie Jones, it's Mad Monday!
Brendan Favola Day!
Yes, that's what it should be called, because I was probably the last person that ever got in trouble on a Mad Monday, and that sort of timid down a little bit. But one of the guys who I penciled in to have a big day is Daisy Thomas. We spoke about him earlier today. We tried to call him, but we got him. What were you, a police officer from the Fitzroy
Constable?
Yeah, we left him a voicemail.
He got that message, and he was a bit rattled.
Because
he woke up rattled. Let's just try ring him again.
Yeah, he's a notorious, like, this guy is one
He's a party boy.
Yeah, he loves again? A party.
Loves a party. He's a premiership player.
Carlton legend.
Yep. He took his top off after the game on the weekend and gave it to a supporter. He got a limo home. He went to the footy yesterday drinking cans. Today's his day.
All right, well, we'll make the call.
Let's call him.
Get him this time.
Call him.
Hello.
Daisy, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron. Good morning.
Hey,
oh. Oh, is it a good morning or not a good morning?
Nah, it's a good morning. It's a good morning. The best morning of all mornings.
It is. It's Mad Monday. It's one of my greatest days. And I've looked at all the teams that have gone out, and I've just penciled you in.
No, I appreciate that. It's going to be a fun day. I really like this day.
Now, you finished Saturday night. You got a limo back. You're out all day, all Saturday night. You had some people in that limo. You had the Brooke Hogan's, couple of Insta models.
Yeah, just doing me a bit for the people, mate.
Bit of Taylor Swift playing in the background.
There was Teddy the Stark. You need to calm down. It's been a good couple of days. Farewell to I've put bloody fans in a shame, I reckon. I'm certainly milking it for all it's worth.
It is called a farewell tour, and you're at the football yesterday in your jumper.
Yeah, well, that was actually not by full design. I got up, I was a bit rough in the morning, and I tried to get dressed. It was the only thing I found in my cupboard. I'll roll with it.
You had the can of beer in your hand.
Yeah, well, I can do that stuff now I'm retired. Like, I did it before, I just got in more trouble.
Now, what's planned today? It's one of the biggest days of the year, and you would have had it penciled in after about round five because you weren't going to make the finals. What's on?
I think we'll have a pretty low-key sort of day. Sit down somewhere, play a bit of checkers, maybe get some Monopoly out.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I'll tell you what, young friend, we will absolutely send it somewhere.
Daisy, there's been a push, mainly from members of our show, to rename Mad Monday Brendan Favola Day. Would you support that initiative?
Well, I don't have a gimp mask and I'm not going to Fed Square, but...
Hey, whoa. Great costume, though.
It's a great costume.
Is it true that Fev is an inspiration to all the current players and that he really led the charge for Mad Monday? Is that a fair call, Daisy?
That is. No, you're right. It should be called Fev Day, not Mad Monday. You're 100% correct.
Are you boys having a dress-up?
Yeah, we'll be dressed up. I've got a pretty strong one to go out on, so I can't reveal all, but...
Can you reveal a little?
It involves Warwick Kappa.
Oh, beautiful. The Wiz.
Hang on. Warwick Kappa. Some tight shorts. And...
Is he coming?
I can't confirm or deny that will happen.
Oh! Warwick Kappa's going to be part of his Mad Monday.
Jeez, I wish you had dressed up as Fev. I could have come. Hey, congratulations, mate. Great career. And I look forward to seeing some good Insta stories today.
Thank you. Stay tuned. It's going to be fun.
Daisy Thomas Tour.
Byron, a legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalise your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavours to choose from. Now that's legendary flavour, Nando's.